Yo, what's going on? Hello. So in this episode, I talked about the scale, why you shouldn't rely on just the scale for fat loss, why you should take progress photos, measurements, and focus on non-scale victories. But yeah, talk about all that stuff, talk about patience and expectations for fat loss. So I hope you enjoy this podcast and I appreciate you. All right. Yo, what's going on? Hello. Welcome back to the Victory with Vaj podcast. What's up? Hope you're doing well. If you're new here, welcome to your first episode. And if you are returning, I appreciate you coming back. But yeah, just diving on into things here. So want to talk to you about the scale and why you shouldn't rely on the scale, only the scale for progress when it comes to losing weight, losing body fat, because there's a couple different scenarios I want to go through and just kind of talk to you, because throughout my time as a nutrition coach helping people, I've understood something really important, and that's the scale really gets in people's head, right? Of course, for some people, right, the scale is totally fine. They hop on it every day. They see a number, they write it down, and they're like, yep, yeah, it's just data. I'm good. Let's go on to the next one, you know? Versus some folks, right, stepping on the scale, anxiety-inducing. It's terrifying. It sucks. They do it. The number goes up. They freak out. It dictates whether they have a good day or a bad day, right? There's so many things that go into it. And yeah, this is kind of the topic I want to talk about today, is the scale. So if you're struggling with the scale, or if you're not, you know, this is still a great video to kind of just understand different points of view. And I want to say this right now. So when it comes to losing body fat, what I like is, yes, the scale can help us see if a downward trend. It could help us see the general direction of what's working, what's not, you know. But here is the most common scenario, right? People start a fat loss phase. They want to lose body fat, right? Boom. They start it. They're motivated, right? They do it for about a week. And then they step on the scale, right? Let's say it's the same number as the last week. Maybe it's a little bit more, right? Maybe the weight creeped up a little bit, right? And they think to themselves, well, this isn't working. This sucks. The scale went up after a week. Obviously, this isn't working. This isn't for me. And then they get burnt out and they quit, right? But I always say this, right? On my Instagram, I say this to people. It's like, you got to be consistent. I want to see you be consistent for 3 weeks, 4 weeks with your calorie intake. And if you're not tracking your calories, that's okay. This is for people who are tracking their calories. Like, I want you to be consistent for 3 or 4 weeks, even if you aren't tracking your calories. Like, if you are someone right now who's not tracking calories, like who's using habits or the plate method, right, where protein, right, a quarter is protein, a quarter is a filling carbohydrates, and then half your plate is with veggies and fruit, something like that. If you're kind of using that method, minimizing the snacking, all that good stuff. If you're on a goal right now, to, you know, on a journey to lose body fat, and you step on the scale and it goes up, that doesn't mean what you're doing isn't working. That's not what that means. I will say this though. If you step on the scale every day, right, or a few days per week, and for a few weeks, right, 3 or 4 weeks, and there's no change at all, here's a couple things. Number one, I want you to look at your progress photos. I like seeing progress photos about every month, right, 3 to 4 weeks. Also, measurements. I like having clients take measurements weekly or biweekly, right? This way we can see more than just the scale, because it is totally possible for you to lose body fat while the scale is still staying the same. And you're probably like, what are you talking about? If the scale stays the same, it's not going down. How can I be losing, right? Well, a couple of scenarios, right? Number one, you could be starting a strength training, weightlifting program, right? Maybe you're working out more. Maybe you're getting into that, right? Kudos to you. If that's the case, could be gaining some muscle, right? Could be gaining a little bit of muscle. But also, when you do work out, when you do have a heavy workout, what happens is you have basically your muscles tear, right? Like when you work out, and it gets inflamed, right? Inflammation, right? Like trying to repair the tissue, right? The muscle tissue. And the next couple of days, like after a heavy workout, when your body's repairing, right? When your body's recovering, totally normal for your body, for the scale to spike up, right? Hold on to more water weight. That's the biggest thing, right? It's water weight. That's what gets to us. Like if you step on the scale and it went up 3 pounds, 4 pounds, you did not gain 3 or 4 pounds of fat tissue. Like that is not new tissue that was created. You would have to eat a crazy amount of calories to gain a pound of body fat. It's actually Dr. Ids on Instagram. He told me this. It's about like 6,000 or 7,000 calories you would have to eat to gain a pound of body fat or something like that, something crazy. So you didn't gain that much body fat. You didn't gain any body fat, right? And especially if you are a woman and you have, your period comes up, right? You're the week where you're on your period. What happens is your weight, your hormones are out of balance, right? You know, your hormones are wacky, and it could dictate whether you store more water weight, right? And that's the biggest thing is water weight. That's why I don't want to just rely on the scale, right? And this is actually the same thing with me and my girlfriend, Haley. If you're listening to this, shout out to you, Haley. Basically, we're on a goal right now. We're on a mission to lose some body fat, for the summer, and and of course this doesn't mean you have to do that or anything like that, but that's just what we want to do, right? I mean, yeah, so that's what we're doing, because we kind of entered like a muscle building phase during the winter, so now we're trying to kind of reveal the muscle that we built. That's basically it, right? So while we're doing this, the scale, right, has slowly been going down, but progress pictures have shown a difference, right? Is it the biggest difference? No, right? We're seeing a difference, right? So we know that this stuff is working, right? And we step on the scale, right? We want it to go down, but just because it's not going down, especially every single day or every week, like it is not going to continuously drop. If you're starting a weight loss journey, the scale is going to drop a lot in the beginning. That's normal, right? Maybe you're reducing your carbs. Maybe you're reducing your overall food intake. You're reducing your food, which reduces your water weight, right? So during the first week or two of weight loss, you're probably going to lose a few pounds, right? But this doesn't mean a few pounds of fat. This means a few pounds of water weight, which is normal, right? And then after a while, you're like, huh, what's going on, right? It's slowed down. I'm only losing 0.5 pounds. I'm only losing 0.7 pounds. You know, you saying only, that is messing up your progress because, and that's diminishing, right? That's dismissing your progress. That's saying to yourself like, yo, I'm only losing 0.5. Like, that's amazing. Losing 2 pounds a month, like that's great progress. And I know that you want to see that scale go down every single day, every single week, but that's just not how it goes. Especially, there's so many factors that go into it, right? You come back from vacation, you come back from going out of town, the scale is going to go up a few pounds, but that water weight should subside after a few days of just getting back to your normal routine, right? And if the scale is really messing with you, right, there's a couple thoughts here. Like, you have one side of it is exposure therapy, right? Basically, where you keep stepping on the scale and you view it as data. And after a while, you don't have so much emotion tied into it, right? And you keep practicing, you keep going at it. That's what happened with me. When I was on my weight loss journey, my initial weight loss journey, like I was obsessed with the scale. And after a while, I learned like the scale is not the only thing that matters, right? I started taking progress pictures. I started taking progress pictures, but also weighing and seeing progress in different ways, right? Like, okay, I'm building muscle. Okay, my strength's going up. Okay, I'm making healthier choices, right? All these things are progress. But of course, when it comes to actually losing body fat, you can lose body fat even if the scale stays the same. Like I was talking about, maybe you're accruing more muscle tissue because you started strength training, right? Or you could be just holding on to some water weight for whatever reason that is just, you know, maybe you started taking creatine, right? Creatine is a supplement essentially that helps you kind of bang out a few more reps in the gym and increase your strength. Not necessary, but it is very, very beneficial. So maybe you started taking creatine and that made you store some more water weight, right? So if you step on the scale and it doesn't go down, it doesn't mean you have to change anything. It doesn't mean you have to switch it up. Here's my overall thing here. If you take measurements and progress photos and the scale, right? If you do those things and you don't see any changes in either of those in 3 to 4 weeks, this means you want to go back to the drawing board and a couple scenarios. Either you might need to lower your calories, or the more common thing is you need to reassess how you're tracking your calories. Again, this doesn't mean every single person has to track their calories when it comes to weight loss, but I find that it's kind of like GPS, right? It's kind of like going on a road trip. You know, if you're going on a road trip to another state, yeah, you could get there by kind of just going off the signs and the highway and the freeway and the interstate. Like, you could get there, right? You know, you might take some wrong turns. You know, you might, it might take you a bit longer, but you can get there. Versus you put it into your GPS, Google Maps, right? And then you get to your destination. That's kind of how I view counting calories versus not counting calories. For fat loss, it is totally possible to lose body fat without counting calories. You don't have to. But I do find that if you are a beginner with this, I don't know. It's tough, right? There's no like one size fits all, because there's clients in our program that are absolutely crushing it without tracking their calories. But also some people are absolutely crushing it while tracking their calories. There's no one size fits all. If somebody tells you that, they're lying. But I will say that, of course, the most accurate way to know how many calories you're eating is by tracking them. It's going to be almost impossible to just know, you know, how many calories you're eating if you are just kind of going with the flow, right? Because there are healthier foods out there that can be higher in calories that could make you stall your progress. So I will say this, like after 3 or 4 weeks, if you're not seeing progress, you're not losing body fat in your measurements, on the scale, I want you to be a bit more meticulous, right? Now, if you're listening to this and you are maybe not healthiest relationship with food, maybe you are struggling with some sort of disordered eating in the past, maybe counting calories is not the thing for you. Maybe you want to go with another approach. Just kind of a disclaimer there. But if you are ready, if you are willing and able, if you're in a good headspace to do it, I do think using a free app like MyFitnessPal, tracking your calories, I think it could be a great, great idea to help you, because you don't know how much you're eating, right? If you don't know how much you're eating, how can you make adjustments, right? And if the scale doesn't go down after 3 to 4 weeks, then yeah, that's probably a good sign that something's up, right? You're probably ending up eating too many calories and you can make adjustments there. But yeah, that's how I feel about the scale and just overall, look, like you can put the scale away, like that's fine. You don't have to step on the scale, but I will find the fact that most people, you know, viewing it as data has helped them a lot, right? That's what I talk about. Viewing the scale as data, the scale, the number on the scale will never define you as a person. It should never, and it will never define you. Your worth, you are more than what you weigh. We don't have a number hanging on our head when we're walking around the supermarket. All right. Like, it's not just about the number on the scale, because people have a goal weight, they get to their goal weight, and then they're like, I don't love how I look, right? And that's mainly a few different things, right? Some people, you know, want to build muscle, right? Or some people want to get toned, you know, which is essentially gaining muscle. So yeah, if you have a goal weight or anything like that, like that's great and all, you can have a goal weight, but I don't want you to get frustrated when the scale isn't going down 2, 3, 4 pounds a week. That's just not supposed to happen. And if that's happening, you are losing weight too quickly, in my opinion. Of course, if an individual has a higher body fat percentage, has more body fat to lose, they could lose weight at a quicker rate, right? This totally depends. Of course, it's nuanced. But, you know, usually what people say is up 1% of your total body weight per week, give or take, 0.5 to 1%. So let's say someone's 200 pounds, you know, losing 1 to 2 pounds per week. I think that is totally safe, totally doable. 2 pounds is definitely aggressive. So even 1 pound would be amazing, amazing progress. That's also another thing, right? The expectation of the scale, stepping on the scale. You think that it's going to go down each week. You think you're going to lose weight every single week. You could be losing body fat every week, but the scale isn't going to tell you that. You could be fitting into your old jeans, right? You could be fitting into your clothes that weren't fitting a few months before, but the scale is not going to tell you that. You could be improving your exercise, right? You could be lifting more weights. You could be making healthier choices when going out to eat. You could be stopping eating when you're full, and that's something you never done before, right? All these non-scale victories, the scale isn't going to tell you, okay? The scale is not going to tell you everything. And also, if you're like an MMA fighter, like trying to weigh in, like what does the scale matter? The number on the scale doesn't matter as much as how you look in the mirror, right? The progress photos, like that's the most important thing, right? If I snap my fingers and I got you to your goal weight, you wake up, you look the exact same as you did yesterday. What difference is that going to make? You're not going to be happy, are you? I doubt it. Like that's what I always tell people. If your goal weight is 150, you get to 150, like, and your body doesn't change, it wasn't the number. It was never the number, right? You're going to be like, oh, shoot, it was actually how I look in the mirror. So that's why I'm such a huge advocate on progress photos, because that is how you actually view and monitor body fat, muscle gain. Like you'll see the muscle gain, you'll see losing body fat. That's why progress photos are so important. And people often say like, oh, no, progress photos, you know, those aren't good because, you know, you're celebrating losing body fat and being smaller. It's like, I don't want to go into all that, but like progress photos are awesome. Like you can brag about your progress and share about it. Of course, you know, I mean, don't be rude about it or anything like that, but like be proud of your accomplishments and show that off. Like people need that. People need that. Like you need that to see the progress visually. Some people are like, I'm stepping on the scale and nothing's changing. I've only lost a few pounds this month. Like, dude, that has happened during our coaching program where people join and they all, quote unquote, only lose a few pounds, right? But what happens is they actually look dramatically different. They lose a lot of centimeters and inches around their waist, their arms, their stomach, their legs. They lose a lot of body fat, right? They gain muscle. But the scale is not going to say that, right? So that's why I always say take measurements and progress photos. The scale is not the only sign of progress. And if the scale goes up overnight, a few pounds, over a weekend, it doesn't mean that you got to do some sort of fasting. It doesn't mean you got to cut your calories. It doesn't mean you suck at this. It just means you're a human being and your body fluctuates with water, okay? So if you can take anything from this episode, I want to say this. The scale is a cool tool. It's just one tool, though, in your toolbox for fat loss. Take progress photos. Take measurements, right? And also, stop viewing the scale as this thing that is ruining your life and ruling your life. Like, it is data. You have data points. If you track in once a week, you got 4 data points for the whole month. If you track in, or if you weigh in, you know, 5 times a week, you got 20 data points for the month, right? You could track it on a graph, right? Seeing the data is important. Understanding the trends. If you are continuously climbing each week, your weight's going up and up and up, then, you know, that might mean somehow, some way, you're eating too many overall calories. You kind of want to go back to the drawing board and say, where can I minimize calories? And this is where tracking your food comes in handy a lot. I know a lot of people don't like tracking their food. They think it's time consuming. They might think that it's a waste of time, but spinning your wheels and never seeing progress, technically, you know, that for some folks, that might be a waste of time too and frustrating. So I think taking 10 minutes out of your day to track your food, or at least be mindful of your overall calories, is super important. Again, you don't have to track your calories for fat loss. Plenty of our clients are crushing it without that, but a lot of our clients are crushing it with tracking their calories, and it's not something you've got to do forever. It's something that could be very, very beneficial during a fat loss phase, so you don't waste your time. Because if you're eating too many overall calories week after week, month after month, before you know it, months fly by and you're not seeing progress, you're frustrated, right? And you get burnt out. Versus taking 10 minutes a day to kind of plan what you're going to eat, you know, maybe jotting down a rough estimation of how many calories are in each meal or in each snack, that can help you open your eyes and see, wow, I've been using a lot of oil. I've been using a lot of coffee creamer, 200, 300 calories, and that's going to add up throughout the week, right? Stuff like that. It's hard to know. It's hard to make adjustments if you don't have anything to go off of, right? If you're busy, you're a mom, you're a professional, you've got a career, a life, how are you going to remember all the things you ate? Okay, like you're not, and you're not supposed to. That's why it's important to track your food. All right, hope this helped. The scale is not the only sign of progress. If you step on the scale and it went up a couple pounds, it doesn't mean you gained a couple pounds. It just means you gained water weight. You didn't gain fat. Okay, take your progress photos, take your measurements, keep crushing it. If you're not seeing progress with fat loss, if you're not seeing results, it's because somehow, some way, you're eating too many calories and or you are just not staying as active as you think you are. And also talking about eating back the calories burned from exercise, that's a whole nother topic. We'll talk about it next time, all right? I appreciate you if you made it this far. And if I ask one thing at the end of the podcast, if you can share this podcast with someone who'd find it beneficial, that'd be amazing. And I know that you can rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you can give it a 5-star rating, I would appreciate it so much so I can help more people, because that's what I want to do. It just help as many people as I can. So I appreciate you if you're listening to this, and much love, peace out, and I'll talk to you next time. All right. Keep crushing it. See ya.